The Indigo Girls in Studio C on Channel 103.1. That's pretty fantastic. Your voices, the harmony you make together. When you first met each other, did you play a song and say, "Oh my God, we're going to be rich"?
No. No, I mean, it was more like we were in high school and just we both played and we were singing in the chorus together. And it was just like a social thing, get together and play some. And all I knew how to do was sing melody back then. Although that's pretty much all I know how to do now too, but I got very far. But Emily could harmonize like with anything, and so it was more this like, wow, you know, we were both excited about just sort of like the fun of it, and yeah, it was just like fun.
What was
cover songs, you know?
What was 1985 in like around Athens like? I mean,
exciting.
Yeah, I mean,
great.
You're talking what REM, B-52s, Vic Chestnut,
Love,
you guys,
Tractor, Barbecue Killers.
We played we were out of Atlanta and we played in Athens a lot, and there was this weird sort of not a competition but this thing with Athens where it was hard to get gigs there sometimes, you know. So we had these couple bands from Athens, or one band from Athens called the Squalls and another friends of ours called Driving and Crying, who let us open for them, and that's how we got our foot in the door in Athens. And then
Build a Fire time.
Yeah, we were just like, okay. So but Athens was happening and we recorded a lot there, and you know, it's just like totally fun place to be. It's still great, actually. The music scene there is still really good.
Yeah, Fabled now.
Yeah,
right.
The new album, Come On Now Social, it's out. You just heard Peace Tonight. You heard an acoustic version now, but the album's rocking.
Yeah, well, on that song in particular, it's really different. It started out jangly and acoustic, and then we changed it in the studio, slowed it down.
Horns.
Three players from New Orleans. Just street kind of guy players. I mean, they're great players, but that's the vibe. And John Reynolds, who co-produced the record with us, gave it this sort of old Al Green backbeat or old Motown type feel. And
yeah.
Claire Kenny plays a really simple but funky bass line on it. So.
And lots of guests on the rest of the album.
Lots
Michelle Indigiacello, Joan Osborne, Sheryl Crow.
Yep.
Your grandmother.
Yeah, my grandma's right in there. She's a riot girl. My grandma.
She rocks.
Are you all tuned up?
Yeah.
Are you all ready to go? Okay.
Yeah, ready to go.
Will you play another song off the album?
Yeah, another acoustic version.
Okay, this is the Indigo Girls in Studio C. What's the name of this song?
This is Go. This is a very stripped down version.
All right, this is Channel 103.1 with the Indigo Girls.
All right, here we go. How does this... Okay.